Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the WEEI studios, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
The destination for Boston sports fans.
Sports Radio 93.7, WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
And now.
That's it. You're going to shut her up.
She's coming to your defense, Tony.
You shut her up.
It doesn't matter. I don't need
her. She's coming to your defense. I can't help that you club her over the head with and drag her to the house. She's
be curious, not judgmental.
And I'm going to tell you, that's the way you're going to take care of your women. They're there for you.
What is going on?
Thanksgiving, Tony.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers, even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Just disregard that.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Morning.
Wait, hey, how's it going?
With your host.
Have you been there?
Down to work, Cam?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there 2 weeks ago.
Greg Hill.
This is Heath. What's up, Heath?
Hey, long time, first time.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to make a comment. Curtis said something about Greg's fans need to call in.
Yes.
They don't call in because they always have food in their mouth. So
that's not bad. 8.2. I'll give you 8.2 on that.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
Does your mom make it the way Mrs. Wiggins does with brown sugar? So it's basically like sweet mac and cheese?
Hey, what's your mama making? Porridge?
It has got a little sweet taste to it.
No. What, got a little brown sugar and macaroni and cheese.
Got a little sugary taste to it.
Sounds good.
I don't know what hood black you talk about. I ain't never heard of that one.
Featuring the new full-time co-host of the Greg Hill Morning Show, Courtney Cox.
Well, Curtis, I mean, have you ever dropped a lobster into the hot boiling water?
No, I'm vegan.
That's the inhumane way to do it.
Yes, I've seen that before.
Yeah.
The inhumane
it
way.
Is.
What's so what's the way?
You're gonna supposed to, like, bash
splash
its head.
Splash a little
head.
Warm water on
no,
its
no, you're supposed to, like, bash its head.
Bash its head?
Yeah, like a quick.
What is wrong with you?
You are.
And behind the glass.
The Ken and Curtis Show.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
That makes you available for the jingle all the way 5K.
All
oh,
right.
Oh. That
does make me available. I'll come by. Oh, you know me. I come by. Support.
That'll be a jiggle all the way.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes.
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
I thought this was a sports station.
Why don't you talk sports?
What is going on, everybody?
Happy Thanksgiving Eve.
Yo, what up? What's good?
Greg, what are you doing today? What are those pants that you have on?
Curtis, it's athleisure. It's a getaway day for me. It's Lululemon for men.
He looks like a football coach. I think it looks great.
Oh,
Courtney, thank you.
You're welcome.
I look like a football coach, Curtis. Did you hear that?
It looked like what? You slept over a friend's house and didn't have pants, so you wore whatever was on the ground.
He's in, like, joggers and...
If you want to do this, we can do this.
I like those.
Yeah.
I'll put those.
I mean, if you want... Why is it every single day I come in here, I get a critique from you on what I'm wearing?
Do we have to pay Lululemon because you're wearing them and they might lose some stock value?
Hold on.
I like those.
You might get a sponsorship out of this.
How do I show them on the Twitch feed? Do I just stand up? Is that the way to do that?
Can you stand in those?
Stand on the table.
Stand on the table. I'm gonna fall over.
Like a stripper. Like a strip club. Stand on a table.
Fall over like Joe Castiglione.
Wow.
All right.
Oh my goodness.
There it is.
It's like Captain Obvious over there. Captain Morgan.
It's Lululemon for men.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And one, when flying for Thanksgiving, would like to be in the most comfortable clothing.
I thought it was Lululemon unisex.
I call it Lululemon for men. I'm probably the only one who does.
No, they have men.
Well, my goodness.
Welcome to your show. It's a Thanksgiving junior. And if you'd like to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937 or... You can text on the text line, which is 37937. If you would like to rate my outfit, apparently, then you can watch this show on the Twitch feed. Luckily, I am not able to view the Twitch feed right this moment because our vice president of video services, Amen Corner, has not set up the computer for me. So therefore, I am not seeing what they are saying about me in Lululemon sweatpants this morning. But you can watch the show.
I'm a man!
All you have to do is go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. And you can stream this program as well today and every day. If you're traveling, you're taking great risks to yourself and heading out on the road this morning, then you can enjoy this show by streaming it at WEEI.com or on the Odyssey app, which you can download in a moment or two. And then you can listen to us from wherever Thanksgiving is taking you. We are going to get to today's leads coming up in about 25 minutes at 6:30. And then at 7, Matt Judon of the New England Patriots takes a direct shot at Dwayne Wiggins' favorite Thanksgiving side dish. So we will get to that coming up at 7. Dumbest of the day this morning at 7:30. I believe that we're going to squeeze in one more Aperol Spritz Pick'em at 8. So you versus Wiggy on this weekend's games coming up at 8. And you could join Wiggy and myself for an Aperol Spritz or two at the Capitol Grill if you can beat Wiggy when it comes to picking them this weekend. And we will be joined by the great Mike Milbury on a Bruins Wednesday coming up at 8:30 this morning. But right now, here is Ken and what is trending.
For nearly 30 years, the home of the Boston sports fan. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the VA New England Healthcare System. Are you a veteran? VA New England Healthcare provides state-of-the-art healthcare benefits to those who served our country. 844-VA-CARES. Learn more about the benefits you earned and deserve. 844 VA Cares. Basically a Bruins Wednesday. Raycroft on with Gresham Keefe, 1110. Razor, Curtis, Spaz, and Brian Barrett, the Friday morning show, by the
Whoa.
Way.
Wow.
6 to 10 a.m.
Whoa. Cool.
Electric.
It's a mixture of flavors there in that lineup. I like it.
That is.
Is Spaz allowed to talk, Ken?
Yes.
I know you had a limit on that. Oh, Curtis, okay, you're in charge.
He's doing the news. He's doing trending.
Whoa, news. Wow. That is a bold choice. Well, I'll be getting ready on a Patriots Friday. McCourty will join them at 6:30, by the way, for Pats Titans, 1 o'clock. This spread is now 6.5.
Mm.
Patriots by 6.5. I'm telling you, the seas are parting for this organization, Greg.
Yeah.
The Titans are down everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, unless A.J. Brown miraculously comes back, they're obviously without Derrick Henry. Their three receivers that start this game are likely Nick Westbrook, Chester Rogers, and Dez Fitzpatrick.
I know I'm an idiot. I know that, and I don't want to sound like a honk, but really the only team that they have left that worries me is Indy. Buffalo does not worry me at this point
Whoa.
Anymore.
Okay.
You play them twice, Wiggs, so you got to be worried about one of them.
Listen, I'm...
Just because you're wearing athleisure pants doesn't mean you're a football guy all of a sudden.
I'm worried about the next 14 or the next four games that they have in the sense that those teams are good enough where if you're not playing the way you're supposed to be playing, you'll lose.
Uh-huh.
So, Greg, this weekend you'll root for the Bucs over the Colts?
Of course I will.
All
yes.
right.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will, Curtis.
Yes, and yes. the Thanksgiving Day game, Saints over the Bills.
Patriots had that Indy game flexed to a Saturday night, Greg. So that's the fourth
prime Saturday
time
night,
game of the year.
Sunday night.
Saturday night, December 18th.
All right.
So, no, I would think that that last game against the Bills will be flexed to a later game, right? Wouldn't you guess that'll be the Sunday night game? That's a 1 o'clock game, right?
I don't. That actually may not be. They may have already flexed the game that week.
Oh, they did?
I don't know. I'll check on that. Okay. That's what, week 16?
Yep.
Are you flexing right now, Greg?
Yes, I am. You should take a look at my Lululemons.
Twitch feed wants a Greg Captain Morgan pick for social media. So can you do the Captain Morgan stance in the pants?
Of course I could do that. Who wants that?
Somebody on Twitch.
Oh, okay. All right.
Greg sucks 787.
Should I do that now, or you want to do it during the break?
During the break.
All right, during the break.
You know what that means, because you're wearing the sweatpants, and I believe December is gray sweatpants month for guys.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you got to make sure that when you do it, there's a good imprint, especially yes. after we saw, what was his name, Jonah? Jonah McCall?
Yeah.
What? Jonah McCall, whatever his name was.
Whoa.
What? Are you talking about the guy with the largest penis
yes.
On the planet? Yeah. His name is not Jonah McCockle.
Oh, what?
But are you talking? You're referring yeah, I mean, to what do you mean? I need to stuff my Lululemons?
Well, why would I
Jonah Falcon?
Why would I stuff my Lululemons? What is wrong with you?
Gray sweatpants.
Because those Lululemon. Those are sweatpants that women love. You know how guys love the yoga pants?
Yeah.
Those are version of yoga pants for men, so you got to make sure.
Well, I mean, obviously my butt looks pretty good in them.
No, they're not looking at your butt.
That's what you're talking about.
No, they're not looking at your butt.
Oh, they're not.
Wiggy is right, though. It is gray sweatpants season. That's what they call it.
So what does that mean from a female perspective?
A lot of males, especially in college, go to a gray sweatpant during this season.
To accentuate their junk?
Correct.
Dale really? Here.
Yes. Oh. On Thanksgiving Eve, Ken.
That was curse.
Gosh.
Jeepers. All right. All right. Why don't you give me, tell you what, Twitch, give me a moment to go adjust myself in the men's room, and then we'll get that picture up this morning in
and
the Lululemons.
We're right on the doorstep of Deck the Halls and Show Your Balls season on TikTok.
We yep. Yes, we are. Wow. We'll be doing that.
Holy cow, I need to learn all these things.
What a trending.
Greg, how much money, if your flight is oversold, would it take for you to bail? $20?
I am looking forward to traveling on the busiest travel day of the year, Curtis. Nothing I like more than waiting in line at TSA for a good hour and a half today at Logan Airport. I can't wait.
Also
can't
the biggest wait. Day for bars.
Yes, it is. Today's
big,
a big day.
Big holiday
tonight. Big day to get out. Absolutely.
Well, there's a lot of other news, but basically what we're left with here is Bruins and Celtics tonight. Bruins at the Sabres, 7 o'clock, changing up the D-pairs, Greg. Grizzlick moving up with McAvoy. Maybe later in the show we'll get to Cassidy, I think, calling out Brandon Carlo. Kind of takes a little shot at him there. And the Celtics host the number one seed in the East, Durant, Harden, and the Brooklyn Nets. No Kyrie, of course, 7:30 tonight.
Should be a good one right there.
That is a good one to start your Thanksgiving. That's what's trending. Leeds on the way. Curtis's weather on the way. Anything else?
That's it for now. Okay. We're going to get to the Leeds shortly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You want food or you want sports for me?
Sports.
I have a sports lead.
Excellent.
I have a sports lead today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Hey, Dan, when you gonna stop playing?
Yeah, cheek, I could be a fantasy. I could tell you got big, big energy. It ain't too many of them that can handle me. But I might let you try it out the Hennessy. Make them sing to this thing like a melody. And if your girl ain't right, I got the remedy. It ain't too many of them that can handle me. I could be your fantasy. Tell me how you want it. 3, 2, 1, and I'm on it. Feel good, don't it? Hood chick, you in a bunny. I'ma bust it on the pole like honest. Aren't you being honest? Juicy, mini made. But can't do it one mini, man. Not a side or a main. I'm the only one.
Well, it's a Courtney's Choice Wednesday. At least this rejoin. Who is that?
Lotto.
Yes. Lotto?
It's such a good song.
Used to be Mulatto.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then she changed her name.
Oh.
She signed a Gucci Mane's label.
Oh.
I was driving in this morning and it came on and I was like, ooh, this gets you excited for a long weekend.
Okay.
This song is for you though.
Why?
Because the name of the song is BDE.
What's that? What's that stand for?
Big, Big D Energy.
Donut?
Oh, Big D Energy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I believe I positioned myself correctly when it comes to that in the photo that Curtis has taken for the show Instagram, which we have a new show Instagram. The Greg Hill Show, WEEI, is how you would follow that. And as requested by those in the Twitch feed this morning, you can view the Lululemon sweatpants, the athleisure that Curtis began the show by mocking me about. I don't know why.
I would hold off on breakfast until after you see the photo.
It's a travel day. It's a getaway day. I'm heading right to the airport. And why would one not wear the most comfortable outfit to go to the airport in, that is Lululemon for men.
You might get sponsored by Lululemon or Hoka after this picture. It's a pretty good product placement.
I am often mocked for my fashion sense or lack thereof. And I believe that this morning I have displayed that mocking is unnecessary.
As you walk around, it looks more like the Italian mob jumpsuit, actually. You look more like Paul and Walnuts.
That seems to be stereotyping somebody based on where they're from.
That's a thing, right?
But the tracksuits are nice. I'm down with the tracksuits. I like the Paul and Walnuts tracksuit.
I don't know that those who are Italian who are listening to the show this morning would appreciate that association, Ken.
Well, it's Italian mobsters, not Italians.
they wear them.
All due respect to Paul and Walnuts, I don't think he went to candle scent tasting or smelling. Like Curtis, Greg did yesterday.
Yeah, Curtis, that is for the foundation. I have never in my life been more excited about a foundation money-raising merch item than the forthcoming Greg Hill Foundation candle. Courtney will tell you, candles are electric.
Candles are electric.
They are lit. They're literally lit. Our new candle is going to be lit.
I will tell you that that can't shop the queue, which you're using for the candles that you posted yesterday. They just did one with Loco, too. So
really?
Gets people to think that you're thinking outside the box for the scent.
Yes, yes. Oh, outside. Oh, I am way outside the box on what the scent is. Let me tell you. I went through 100 different scents. There are several scents. Do you know what the first one that unfortunately was rejected by those who were doing the scent testing yesterday, Curtis?
Yep.
I thought it was perfect. We were going to do incest and bubbles.
I got the perfect.
which was unfortunately rejected by the experts. I don't know much about candles.
But I got the perfect marketing idea for you because that's how my mind works. Is your candles burning, your incest, we're always working, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm kind of like Big Meech, so my wheels are always moving. You and McCourty collab with your candle thing here because he loves taking baths.
Oh, that is a great idea.
You know, see if you can get him one and say, hey, listen, I'm going to send you some of my new candles.
Well, I was, unfortunately, they were on, I wanted, to be honest with you, I wanted a potato smell so we could do a starch me up candle.
don't tell Tom Curran that.
Starch me up.
Is Tom Curran somehow upset that we asked Bill about side dishes, Curtis? Is he triggered? Is this a segment which we will call the triggered legacy media in the city? Is that what happened? I saw this on your Twitter feed yesterday.
So I was, you know, just prepping for the show, putting the rundown together. I was on social media and I see Curran quote tweeting a press conference with one of the Patriots yesterday. Don't remember who. And he mocked the question about macaroni and cheese side dishes. I think it was Christian Barmore, maybe. Who said
yeah,
that.
Christian Barmore or what's his name?
Matthew Judon.
Yeah, Judon.
Anyway, and he quote tweets it saying, oh, don't forget to ask about the side dishes. And it's like, tell on yourself more, Tom. Like, nobody gives a damn about how they're going to defend the edge because Bill or the player is going to say the same thing they've said for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Let's get to know something about these people.
Greg Hill in the morning.
But it's just so it's so old and stale.
I think some of those legacy guys get a little triggered sometime if you ask a question that is not the norm or is not a football related question.
Because you got that BDE and you peeing all over their territory.
Is that what it is?
I think that's what it is. You know what I mean?
So you would say, is it like jealousy? Like, is Tom Curran bothered that Sports Illustrated was all they were talking about on Monday was Bill Belichick talking about potatoes? Is that what it is?
It is sports entertainment.
I think he gets more bothered that now everybody's asking all of the players because Tom Curran.
But
I like Tom Curran. I like Tom Curran.
I like him too, but that ain't it. Keep it
Courtney,
real.
You
keep
like
it
100. Everybody.
No,
like,
that's not
so
true.
Sweet.
That's
like
actually
everybody.
Not true.
Keep it 100. He looks at Greg as beneath me as a journalist. And the
I'm
world.
I'm not a journalist. I know. The farthest thing from it.
But that's
the folks who want to do it for the entertainment portion, which is fine.
I'm a radio hack. Doesn't he know that?
Right. But see, that's what's where the BDE comes in. A radio hack is in Sports Illustrated, where he's been fighting his whole life to get a little blimp in there, and you get in there, so it's all like.
And I get in there with a stupid side dish question. That's the problem.
I mean,
what
is going to be discussed more tomorrow as people are sitting around family and friends? That Matthew Judon is going to protect the edge against Ryan Tannehill, or that Bill says starch me up?
Bill starch me up.
It's probably starch me up.
I mean, when people meet you, they don't ask you how you do your radio show. They want to know about you, Greg, or Wiggy, or Courtney, or Ken. They don't want to know about the radio show.
I bet you whoever's doing the broadcast in the game on Sunday drops a starch me up.
Ooh, I hope so.
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah. Bill got these guys. Somebody must have told him, starch me up.
And if I have any power.
Starch me up.
If I have any power in this building, it's all gone to Ken, but maybe I have a slight iota of power, that the next time Gresh and Keefe have Curran on, they just ask 10 food questions.
We should see if we can get the hashtag going. Hashtag starch me up. See if we get
lock
some t-shirts.
Lock on, boom. Telling you.
Oh, by the way, Gresh probably agrees with him.
Hey, speaking of food, the Wiggy Blind Food Taste Test Challenge happening at 9 this morning, and we will put to bed for once and for all whether or not tofurkey tastes anything like turkey. Ken says it tastes exactly like turkey.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
So Wiggy will sample the two. Thanks to the amazing people over at Frank Anthony's in the Seaport who were listening to the show yesterday, and they got Curtis off the hook when it came to trying to find the tofurkey. So
love those guys.
And I know turkey.
We'll do that at 9. You know turkey.
I do know turkey.
You do know. If anybody knows turkey, you know turkey. All right. 617-779-7937 is a number to call, or you can text if you prefer that on the text line, which is 37937. And right now, it is time for this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Volume, can I get some volume on this? Maybe stump early here. I gotta hear some singing. Guessing the decade is the 70s. Like the 70s.
Sounds like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
It does sound a little Earth, Wind, and Fire-ish. Is it Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Nope.
Okay, well, hold on. Let it breathe, please. Is there no singing?
There is.
Okay. How long of a freaking intro is this?
Long intro.
Gotta let it breathe. Okay, let it breathe. hit.
Big hit, big hit.
I don't think so. I can identify every top 40 hit from about 1980 all the way up until I graduated from high school, or even later. I never graduated. Until I got out of high school. Till at least 1985, 86, 87. I have no idea. What is that?
The Isley Brothers?
Nope.
OJ's.
There you go.
I could sing the hook, but I don't know. Who is it?
That's the Brothers Johnson.
Oh, okay.
All right. With Stomp. Watched yesterday. I almost watched Curtis's recommended JFK documentary, but Netflix has this one on Quincy Jones, and every time I see like a music documentary, I get hooked on that. Yeah. So that unbelievable, great documentary on Quincy, who produced that, and a million other things, obviously.
Couple of the ladies who listen to the show, who took a look at the photo of me in the Lululemon sweatpants, are calling me a Brother Johnson.
Right? Okay.
I don't know if you know that or not.
All right.
Speaking of Curtis giving recommendations, I watched the 2020 Diane Sawyer's House of Horrors, Escape from House of Horrors, the Turpin siblings.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, Curtis. You were spot on. So, so good.
Huh. Really?
Sounds spectacular.
Okay.
There you go, right there.
What?
BD?
Oh, yeah, that's on the
BD?
Twitch feed. Yeah, see, there it is. And you can see, if you look close, you can examine.
You see a little Jonah.
You can examine the crotchal region in that photo.
A quick interjection. I hate to give people more work, especially the day before a holiday, but at 12 o'clock today, Mike Vrabel's doing a conference call with the local media. Could we get Spaz to dial in and just keep jumping in with different side dish questions?
Yes. No, he can get on. He should get on the call and then ignore Mike Vrabel and ask Tom E. Curran a side dish question. I think that would be good. All right. The leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. Take your adventure further than ever before in the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness. It starts at $32,820. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
I think 11 games into a season is a pretty good sample size, Greg. Mark Daniels of the Providence Journal put out all the rookie quarterbacks and their numbers yesterday for everybody to evaluate just based on cold, hard football facts. And it is stark. Mac Jones compared to Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Zach Wilson. Trey Lance basically hasn't played. The passer rating, the completion percentage, the yardage. It's amazing how much better Mac is than the rest of these guys. Mac's passer rating, 95. Trevor Lawrence, 72.8. Justin Fields, 69. Zach Wilson, 63. They're all of their completion percentages in the 50. This is not all coaching. This is performance of a player. In fact, Davis Mills of Houston is the second best rookie. How is he able to put up some decent numbers where these other guys aren't? It's not just Matt Nagy, Wiggy.
So what is Davis Mills' numbers?
80 passer rating, completion percentage of 67.
Right.
I mean, he is for the worst football team in the league. Davis Mills,
give him
credit.
What about touchdowns and interceptions?
Okay, Mac, 14 TDs to 8 picks.
Okay.
Yards, 2,500. Next closest, Trevor Lawrence, 2,100. Right. Any stat you want to go by.
Yeah, he's by far the best
rookie. By far the best. Give the man his due.
All right, he's the best rookie.
I agree.
Thank you.
He's the best rookie, and he's the franchise. So you better get on board, or you're going to be left behind again. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. So Man in the Arena Episode 2 came out yesterday. I had two parts of that 45-minute episode that stuck out to me. First, let's hear before Max Kellerman came around, the single worst Patriots take of all time.
What kind of locker room do they have now in New England?
I want to say this very clearly. They hate their coach. And their season could be over depending on how quickly they can get over this emotional devastation they suffered because of Lawyer Malloy.
I didn't believe that.
34-3 in the games that followed those comments with two Super Bowl championships. And this episode really continued the theme that began when it started with Brady really showing a lot of respect and love for Bill Belichick. It's very intriguing to me how they spoke to each other in the lead up to their game, knowing that Brady had this in the can where he was praising him. So this is Brady talking about how he benefited by joining the Patriots organization.
I had Coach Belichick there to teach me. Every Tuesday we would meet and go through the entire defensive starting lineup and their strengths and weaknesses, what we could attack, what he was watching, and how I could see the things that he saw so I could gain confidence and anticipate.
Tom was very blessed because he had structure for his career.
And that's what Coach Belichick gives you.
So you hear this is all approved and sanctioned by Tom Brady. He is the producer, director with Gotham Chopra. And it really is, I highly recommend it for Patriots fans. I thought it had the potential to be a Brady puff piece all about how Brady's in the arena. We're all idiots outside of it. It really is a honest look back at each championship season.
So it surprised you the way Tom Brady spoke about Bill.
Right, because the game, you know, you remember his dad and Alex Guerrero in the week leading into the Sunday night game at Foxborough. It seemed like they hated each other, but it's so clear watching this, and I am 1,000% right with my prediction that Bill Belichick will introduce Tom Brady when he's inducted into
Canton. That ain't happening.
After watching
You notice how Brady always has good things to say about Bill when it's scripted? But when you ask the man a question at the podium when it's not scripted, he won't even bring up the guy's name. I mean, I'm just saying.
The thing they were referencing after the game on Monday night, he was saying that he was praising Bill.
No. I'm just saying, like, well, from when we've heard Tom in his post-game press conference, whether it's pre-game, we heard him talk about the ball boy up in Michigan who completely changed his life. But when you notice that it's not scripted.
But this isn't scripted, Wiggy. It's people talking.
Yeah, but you don't think this is put together.
But why is he going out of his way to praise a guy he hates, according to you?
It's part of the man in the arena.
What are you talking about? It's his episode. It's his whole documentary.
Yes, that's my point.
But why is he doing that if he hates him?
You don't get what I'm saying.
I don't.
You're saying, like, off the cuff, he doesn't really say Bill's name.
Explain it to him. You went to BC. Explain it to him.
but why would he do it? If he didn't want to do it off the cuff, why would he do it in a documentary?
Courtney, explain. Please explain.
I think he's saying when he knows he has to talk about a specific thing, he'll give praise when it's due. But when he's just asked in a situation where he's not expecting it, it's very hard for him.
He's passive aggressive, I think, Tom Brady. I think he's a little passive aggressive.
This is me trying to say that I was wrong and that this is good. They're moving along together.
I get what you're saying. Like, you were surprised by how glowingly Tom Brady spoke about Bill, and you're questioning whether or not the two of them really don't like each other. Right?
I think that they, as time of their separation is larger and larger, I think that they will become closer as the years go on.
Curtis, great point this morning. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. Well, times are changing, and we now know that because Greg is part of the metaverse, so on and so forth. He's teaching us something new every day. Well, OBJ took to Twitter to make an announcement about how he will be receiving his new salary. He said, "It's a new era, and to kick that off, I'm hyped to announce that I'm taking my new salary in Bitcoin, thanks to Cash App."
Whoa.
So Odell Beckham Jr.
Wait a second. He only wants the bit, not the Doge?
Just the bit in Bitcoin.
Any NFTs included in that?
It does not say any NFTs included. Wow. He is taking it in Bitcoin. This comes after Aaron Rodgers took some of his salary in Bitcoin, but he's taking the whole shebang.
The whole thing.
Yep.
Wow. Get on board.
Greg knows something.
You got to get on board with the crypto. You have got to be a crypto bro.
I've seen a lot of metaverse stuff, too.
Have you?
I've seen a lot.
You've seen actual metaverse?
A lot of metaverse stuff in Black Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Really?
If you get your salary in Bitcoin, how do you get the actual money?
Don't ask me. I have no idea.
We'll figure that out later. Don't worry about that.
OBJ wears athlete shirt, too.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wiggy?
All right, so this Sunday's game is a critical game in the sense of, do you want that number one seed? Because when you look at the teams that potentially are sitting and hovering around that number one seed, it's you, the Bills, the Titans, and the Baltimore Ravens. But out of all those teams left, the Titans have the easiest remaining schedule. Mm. So this game is critical for you to win and put yourself in a position that if you can beat the Tennessee Titans, it gives you the leg up that you need to be able to get that number one seed. And we know that there's only, you know, the number one seed is the only team that gets the home field advantage and gets the bye. So this game against the Tennessee Titans is so important for the number one seed. You might be able to stumble against the Bills because you play them again. Baltimore, if you look at their schedule, they have five teams left on their schedule that have a winning record. So it's going to, you know, they're in a position right now. They got a tough remaining schedule.
Must win.
Yeah,
it's
so
a must win.
Well, it's a must win in the sense of to give you the leg up when it comes to you potentially having that number one seed.
All right, and line up to 6 this morning, correct? Patriots favored by 6 now?
I've seen 6.5 and
6.5. Okay, all right. Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
Over the last year and a half, 2 years, there have been countless things that have made me scratch my head.
I know that it gets to the Twitch feed watching people sometimes that I, because I scratch my head a lot, but some of these things that go on cause a little bit of concern for me when it comes to the future of human society.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those things happened this week in Texas where a youth football team was booted out of their league in the middle of the playoff season because they are too good. These are 7 and 8 year olds,
mm-hmm.
Wiggy, who had a record of 7-0,
right,
and they had defeated their opponents with a combined score of 199-6.
Pretty good, pretty good defense.
And then that started to trigger the parents on the other teams, who started to complain.
Yep.
That this team of 7 and 8 year old little tykes was too good. And they were booted out of the league. They are no longer going to get to continue their playoff season. This is Rhett Taylor, who is the vice president of the Youth Football Association.
The aggregate score of the 7 games they played in is 199-6. And the 6 points was a fluke play. So in my mind, they've dominated our league.
Yeah. So is there anything wrong with that? I guess in this day and age.
A lot wrong with that.
You can't dominate anything?
Nope. Not no more.
You can't dominate a football league because you're good.
Nope.
So is he basically saying that there's no reason for them to be in the championship game because they know that they'd win?
They don't get to play in the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying. There's no point of them playing because that makes no sense. So then you're telling all of the other kids, oh, well, you wouldn't be able to beat that team. So here you go. Here's an easier road to get a trophy.
Exactly.
Right.
And that is what is done, unfortunately, left and right in this country now.
And you're also telling the kids that are good, like, well, you know what? You're too good, and the kids that aren't good, you have to now. Here's what I would say, because this is where because they only do it with sports, and this is what pisses me off more than anything. If a kid was dominating in classrooms and getting, you know, 100s on every test, would they say to that kid, you can no longer take tests because you're making the other kids feel bad?
Nope.
That is the problem. Like, people feel like sports is for a lot of people in this world, and I'm not talking about at the professional level or even the college level. A lot of people at, you know, kids in the high school level that, you know, we got high school Thanksgiving Day football. So some of this football is maybe the last football for a lot of these kids. But the fact that they always look at sports as like, oh, you can't dominate, but yet they force you. And not force you, but they push you to be the best in the classroom.
It is. It's absolutely
nuts.
Terrifying that they are doing this. And when it comes, I don't care. It'll be at the workplace soon enough.
Oh, yeah.
Where if you're really good at your job, they're going to kick you out of there because everybody else is mediocre.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what happened here.
It's really. It is going to be an absolute disaster. By the way, a bunch of these kids had never played football ever before this season. These little 7 and 8
year olds.
It's really
sad.
Devil's advocate for 1 second?
Yes.
If Belmont Hill had allowed Rivers to win a couple games, I might not have the anxiety I currently have.
But maybe you teach the kids that aren't as good, like, hey, here's why you got to work harder. Here's why you have to
give them something to shoot for, something to work for. How do you get better next season?
My parents would always say, don't you want to beat the best to be the best?
Yes.
That's how it should be looked at.
Yeah.
Why do you want a cakewalk to a trophy?
Well,
Greg's going to have cake for lunch.
That is the absolute ridiculous thing that is going on in Texas with the Flower Mound Rebels, who are no more. And those are today's leads coming up at 7. Matt Judon of the New England Patriots takes a direct shot at Wiggy's favorite Thanksgiving side dish. So we'll get to that coming up at 7.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We'll be right back.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Thanksgiving Junior, last day of work for some of us before the holiday, and I want to wish everybody happy Thanksgiving, best wishes, safe travels. I guess this used to be the busiest travel day of the year, but it turns out that yesterday was actually the busiest travel day of the year because I guess nobody really has to work anymore physically in their office, so everybody could take off a day earlier. So that's good news if you're going somewhere today.
And if you're driving around tomorrow going place to place, wait for the news because we will tell you the busiest times on the road.
Really? So try tomorrow? To avoid. I feel like Thanksgiving, okay. There's not many people on the road.
Question for Wiggy from a 617 texter.
What are you talking about? People drive to their family.
Yeah, but like Greg said, they usually do it a couple days before.
Right, if they have a long way to travel, but people that, like, if your aunt lives in Peabody, you're not leaving yesterday, you're leaving Thanksgiving.
Question for Wiggy, 617 texter, with regard to the Texas youth football team.
Uh-huh.
That was the subject of my lead this morning. The team of 7 and 8 year olds,
uh-huh,
that are undefeated, and so they've been kicked out of the playoffs because they're too good. Texter wanted to know, do you think that with regard to that team, it's the quarterback, or just because the quarterback plays in their system?
Oh, that's a good system there. I'm willing to bet you that's a very, very well-coached football team seven and eight-year-olds.
All right, yeah.
It's more about the coach.
Is there not another way when it comes to 7 and 8-year-olds, some of whom have never played football before, is there not another way to use this to teach the other kids about motivating themselves, about how you don't always win in life? Mm-hmm. Like, how much longer are we going to put up with people who want every little thing in life to be equalized for everybody? Come on. This doesn't bother you?
Greg, I played on some horrible football teams in rec youth leagues. I once was 0-11. We had like 15 kids on the team. We got pounded every week. I didn't learn any life lessons. It gets to a point when sometimes the blowouts are so severe, you just need to say no moss. There were no lessons learned.
I can't believe it. You know what? I actually can believe this from you. So the lifeguard, so you were on a bad youth football team,
yes,
and it damaged you for life?
It didn't damage me, but I certainly didn't grow from it.
You probably did grow from it. You don't even know it.
The kids were like suicidal at the half every week we'd come in and be like,
think about
Jesus.
The people that were actually winning. These kids come out of a pandemic. They're working their butts off. They're winning every week, and then they can't even go to the championship game. I'd be so mad if I was a parent of one of those kids, because it's basically telling everybody else, be good, but not too good, because if you're too good, you're going to get disqualified. It's teaching the opposite of what they should be teaching.
Well, blame yourself. You guys voted for Biden.
Oh.
That's what you get.
It's been going on. By the way, it's been going on longer than the current administration.
No, I know, but it's the people. It's the mentality that we have nowadays, and a lot of this mentality.
That is my sneaky favorite drop these days.
Like,
I love Kendra booing.
And it's the mentality of the soft, all the way leaning to the left, where everybody has to get a trophy.
Boo!
The only time that everybody don't get a trophy is when they're in school, and it's the grades. Then you can dominate. Then you can get all A's across the board, and who cares about the kid who's struggling getting C's?
This is Rich from Saugus. What's up, Rich?
Hey, good morning, Greg, and everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Rich.
The drill. I don't agree with canceling out 7 and 8 year olds who are dominating a, you know, youth football league of kids that really never played. I mean, it is what it is at that point. But I will say, as they progress, maybe the year after, a couple years later, every sport or everything we do up until a pro level, if you will, is like a stepping stone for the next level. So it's always better if you have superior athletes, especially when they're younger, put them in a better league or let them play up a little bit. Like, let those kids play up to the next level and have a little competition. You know, not like I said, 7 and 8, Rich, I don't agree with.
Yeah, but, Rich, yeah. They're 7 and right. 8 year olds. They right. I mean, they just were potty trained like a couple years ago.
I get it.
Like they just happened. They happen to be good,
right?
And they happen to be better than the other teams. It happens in life. The problem is, if you don't let kids learn a lesson that there are going to be people in life who end up being better at you at something, if they don't learn that lesson, then they get to work and they start whining because Bob got a raise and they didn't get a raise because Bob is an A-plus performer.
You mean like a lifeguard?
Yes, like the lifeguard. We learned a lot about Ken because he apparently was traumatized when other football teams beat his youth football team.
And you ever play in a pickup sporting event where the teams are so lopsided and you start playing and it's a blowout and everybody's like, what the hell are we doing? We got to reallocate teams. There's no point in keep it. You don't put like the 5 best players on one team and the worst players on the other team and have fun.
Have you heard of the AFC East the last 20 years?
You want balance.
Yeah, but if you're talking about youth sports, it happens in high school sports. It's like, you know what it is? It's like now people get all butthurt because kids transfer schools. You know, a lot of kids, I remember when Coach Dibbs was at Everett. A lot of kids would go, like, want to move to Everett to play for Everett because they'd have a better opportunity of one day playing or getting to college.
That's like, high school. This is 7 and 8 year olds.
It doesn't matter, but it starts at that age, Ken, because, you know, somebody who coached 7 and 8 year olds before, when you start teaching this mentality of, you know what it becomes? It becomes the kid in baseball who strikes out and then beats his baseball bat all the way back to the dugout. Because he's like, well, why can't I get a hit?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
This is John in his truck. What's up, John?
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, John. John, do you have to travel or are you staying home?
I'm hosting, so I got a little 3-year-old, so we don't go anywhere anymore. They come to us, which is nice.
Well, you know what you should do? We learned yesterday, just don't serve turkey, and then nobody will show up. That's what you should do.
Are we going to get to the rules for, like, how to deal with kids that are unvaccinated that came out yesterday in the op-ed in the New York Times? Because it's really entertaining.
Yeah, we can get to that. We'll do that coming up at 7:20.
Cool.
Yes.
So just a quick comment on the youth football. I totally agree with your point, Greg, about when is enough teaching these kids the lessons of you're not always going to win at life. And then the other side of that, too, is these kids who are so good and are performing well, they're now learning that if you perform well, you just don't necessarily have to go and do it the next time because you did so good, we'll give you a pass. So I think it's on both sides.
Yeah. Yep. It's
have a great morning.
It's so frustrating. And you hear that guy, the vice president of the association, and the way he's talking about how this team dared to win some youth football games and dared to score more points than the other team. You think the 7 and 8 year olds are running the score up, or do you think they just somebody points them in the direction of the end zone and they run their little feet over there with the football and they're excited that they got there?
They're having fun. It's the time to figure out if you have fun playing football or not.
Yeah.
So you have seven.
It's the culture that a lot of parents create. It's the parent who says, well, it's the rules that are put in place that now you have to play every kid, or the parent gets upset. Why isn't my kid playing? You know what? You got to learn in life. Sometimes in order to get on the field, you got to work hard to get it. You're not just going to get handed, you know, a couple periods to play because that's what the rules say. And then these kids go through life thinking everything's going to be handed to them.
The aggregate score of the 7 games they played in is 199-6. And the 6 points was a fluke play. So in my mind, they've dominated our league.
By the way, that guy, there's audio, more audio from him, which we can get to later if you want, but this won't surprise you. That guy coaches his own kid.
Oh, yeah.
On a team.
Who plays quarterback.
That team beat.
Oh, classic.
So, in case you want to delve into that a little bit, his son's team got beaten soundly by the 7 and 8 year olds.
That's Ken when his daughter starts playing sports.
Of course, when you're a coach of 7 year olds, everybody's got a kid on the team.
That's him with his daughter.
All right. Anyway, that's my lead this morning. In Texas,
They booted a team of 7 and 8 year olds out of the youth football league because they're too good.
Wow.
Because they beat up on their opponents with a combined score of 199-6. It is the day before Thanksgiving. Coming up next, Matt Judon of the Patriots takes a direct shot at Wiggy's favorite side dish. So we'll get to that and other things on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.